showers. So there's the glass half full. Sunny skies, high 79, ready to go. We'll be talking about the opportunity to enjoy the sun, but to certainly put the sunscreen on if applicable. Doctor out of Priority Health joining shortly. Let's talk about your fashion. How are you doing when it comes to styling it your way? We do every month, thanks to Michelle Crick, fashion expert, wardrobe stylist, personal shopper, and she's all about the shoes. Good morning to you, Michelle.
Good morning.
You always wear some kind of unique shoe or something in here. The accessory, right?
I do. I do like a little statement piece to take your outfit up a notch.
Awesome. Well, again, 30 years in the retail business, corporate for Nordstrom, Marshall Fields, Macy's, and more. I know you started your own business now where customer satisfaction is my number one focus, as is mine here on the morning show. So you need another cup of coffee?
No, I don't need a lot of caffeine. I'm ready to go.
Good. Let's do it. And I know today's going to be a fun one. Special guest to boot. Tell us what we'll discuss.
Well, today we're talking about fashion tips and tricks. All kinds of different categories and some of my favorite insider info.
Always like the insider info. All right. So fashion tips and tricks. Why is this important?
Well, like anything, once you know a tip and trick, you find it so much easier. Your life is easier. So fashion should be fun. So that's what I'm going to kind of do for you today. We're going to break it down in three main categories: styling tips, money savers, and organization.
And you have brought India, your intern, here again with us today, India Ambrose.
Yes, India's here. She's about to go back to school, so we're lucky to have her here today.
Good. And I mentioned this earlier. Do you have your pencil sharpened, or have you ever picked up a pencil in your college career?
I'm definitely more of a computer person.
That's the way it is. All right, let's start with your favorite, according to category number one, styling tip.
Okay, my favorite styling tip is dress for your style, not your age or size. I get this a lot. Yeah. And so it's really important to focus on your style when adopting trends or what's happening out in the market. So a great example of that is, I always use this one, ripped jeans. And so ripped jeans are one of those things, well, I can't wear that. I'm too old. Oh, it's not my size. Really, there's so many iterations of ripped jeans that you just have to find one that's yours. So you might not be the type that has the major rips in it. You might want some small little iterations of that, like rips and tears. But just simple. Find what works for you.
You're telling us it's okay to wear ripped jeans.
100%.
Give me another fun styling tip.
So one of the trends I love this season is jumpsuits. And jumpsuits can be really hard for people to wear. So a couple different things. The rise doesn't always fit everybody the same. And also it's that pesky little, I have to go to the bathroom and I'm a little uncomfortable pulling my jumpsuit down kind of concept. So I have a little solve for all of you, and that is the two-piece set dressing. So you're taking a top and a bottom that is matching. So it gives you the illusion of the jumpsuit, yet it solves all those challenges you might have of a jumpsuit. And what I also love about it is you can get a lot of wear out of each of those two pieces being worn with other items in your closet. So that illusion is kind of nice.
All right, India, stepping up to the plate. Remind me what you're studying at CMU?
Fashion, merchandising, and journalism.
And how do you spend your day with Michelle?
I'm usually doing radio, TV, helping style clients, workshops, a lot of different fun things.
Great. Well, congratulations. Is this your, what year are you going into?
Senior year.
Okay, this is it, baby. Give us your styling tip, if you would.
The styling tip that I really like right now is fabric manipulation. You can use like a bigger t-shirt or top, and then you can do a little tie at the corner of your shirt. And then it's really good to pair with high-waisted jeans if you aren't a crop person. So it still adds a little element of something different to your look.
Does it make a what's called a ruching look?
Yes.
What does this mean?
A ruching look. It's like kind of like a, how would I describe it? A like pulled look. It has like different, like almost not pleats, but it gives you like a little illusion of that, I would say.
And fits great with what?
High-waisted jeans.
Yes. On this. All right. Michelle, another styling tip.
Well, speaking of high-waisted jeans, there's a lot happening with that silhouette. And what I really love about it is that it is so flattering on, but yet I find a lot of people being a little bit shy of trying it. And it really hits a little bit where your belly button is, and it's very, very flattering. So there are a lot of shorter tops going on right now. And so those shorter tops can be a little bit hard to wear for a lot of people. One styling tip I have for you is do the high-waisted jean, then do the shorter top, but layer underneath either a white blouse that sticks out or a tank top. So what that does is it has that little bit of coverage, but it gives you the illusion of a longer shirt, but you're getting that cute crop style in your wardrobe.
Got a styling tip for the guys?
On crop tops, no.
Well, on anything, you know, shine your shoes.
I think one of the things that I see guys doing a lot is always tucking in. And so I think that when you untuck your shirt and let it hang out a little bit, it just has a really cool vibe. And it just has a youthful look. So,
all right, let's go on to second category, money tips. What's your favorite money tip?
So this is absolutely one of my favorites. I go into a lot of closets and I see a lot of tags on garments, and I call this concept the price per wear concept. Mm-hmm. So if you buy an item for $10 and you got it for a deal, you thought, oh, this is a great deal, and you wore it once and it was $10. So your price that you per wear on that item was $10. You bought an item that was $100, but you wore it 10 times or more, mm-hmm, because you love the fabric, you love the fit. And let's say you wore it 10 times, that's a $10 per wear item also. Yeah. So I think sometimes we get caught up in buying a deal, but if you're not wearing that item, it's not a deal. So it's better to invest in something that you know you're going to wear a lot than it is just to grab another item in your closet that just sits there.
Every time I wear an expensive outfit, I'm going to make a check mark and see if I'm getting my money's worth, right? India, share your money tip.
Tying into price per wear, I would say, like, if you really love something, to buy multiples of it. For example, if you love a pair of jeans, get multiples. You can pair it different ways. I feel like if you like it, you will wear it.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of the human nature in a way. All right, last money tip, if you would. Michelle.
I love this one, too. Do not drive with your good shoes on. So yes, I've said this before and I just keep saying it again. So everyone really adopts this trend. So if you take a look at your shoes, I'd like everyone to pull your shoes out and look at the back of your shoe. And if you are seeing scuff marks on the back, a lot of times it's because you're driving, especially your right foot. And so you're leaning it down and it's just getting scuffed up. So if you can change your shoe and do a flip-flop or a tennis shoe or your UGG or something, what that's going to do is it's going to make your shoe last a lot longer, and you're going to have a much more refined look. And it just really does save you money when your shoes are just stay a little nicer longer.
Yes, because people do look at our shoes. Now, does this hold true for a guy's shoe?
It can in some cases, but a lot in the guy's shoe, you'll see that they have the sole that's a little different. And so you don't see it as much in the guys because of the way their sole is. You see it a lot in women's wedges and heels and anything that doesn't have that big covered sole part.
But drive with some type of shoe, right?
Oh, yeah. Drive with a shoe. That is definitely my suggestion. Yes.
Talking styling your way with Michelle Crick and intern India Ambrose. It'd be so nice to lose that intern word, won't it, one day. Tell me more about our third then category when it comes to organization. What's a fun tip here? Michelle, I'll start with you.
So this is very summer-centric. So you know those swim noodles that kids play with in the pool? Mm-hmm. Those are a great item to use to fill your boots with. Yes. So one thing I see in closets a lot is I go in there and their tall boots are leaning over. So what that's doing, it's cracking your leather and it's not allowing your leather to stay as refined as you'd like. So if you use the swim noodles, you can go to the dollar store. They're a dollar. Mm-hmm. And you can cut them to any size of your boot. So buying one can get you a couple boots out of it. And then you just put it inside there and make your boots stick up, and it's just going to keep the leather nicer.
It's just those little extra things that you know that we might not. An organizational tip you've learned through your internship, India?
The one I think I've mentioned before, it's really important, is to have a cohesive hanger. I think people kind of get stressed out when their hangers are like plastic and one's not and they're different colors. It kind of makes the closet look a little more messy. So having like one type of hanger, one color, makes it more cohesive and a little easier to shop your own closet in the morning and to know what to pick out.
Well, it's all about the tips and tricks when it comes to styling it your way, right, Michelle? What do you leave us with?
I think the main thing is always focus on your own style and your personal branding. Yeah. I think we get caught up sometimes in trends, and the most important thing is you should pick and choose items that work for you, that work for your body, and that make you feel confident.
India, what do you leave us with?
I think the biggest thing overall with fashion, like we've been saying all day, is like shopping for yourself, styling yourself how you want to look for all ages. I've learned being a different style than other people that I've helped style is to stay focused on what they want, stay focused on what you want. Don't worry about what everyone else is doing. Focus on what looks good for you.
I like it. Good luck as you approach your senior year at CMU, studying, of course, this fashion merchandising, a little journalism on the side too, right?
Yes. Yeah,
you got the best teacher to your right. Michelle Crick, what do you leave us with when it comes to our wrap-up? You are all about your website and good service?
Yes, 100%. So you can find me on michellecrickstyle.com. You can also follow other tips and tricks that I share throughout the year on Michelle Crick Style Instagram and on Facebook. And, yeah, just own your style. That's what I would tell you.
We're into it. Thanks, guys. Take care.